Clearwater Threshers have a chance to take their first home series of the season, which they would if they beat the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles for the fourth time in this opening homestand here in the 2023 season. Welcome in to the broadcast booth here in Bay Care Ballpark. I'm Josh Sperber, joined by Lance Williams later on in the contest. And the Threshers coming off of a nice win yesterday, some really good pitching, an absolutely dominant performance by the Clearwater bullpen, and the bats got hot when it really mattered. Sixth and the eighth innings where the Threshers scored an insurance run and a tying run, and just a really well-played game by the Clearwater Threshers in last night's contest. Let's take a look at how things went down for Clearwater in their third win of the series. They can at least split the series, but if they win today, then they win their second series in a row to start off the season. So for the fourth straight game, the Mighty Muscles scored first. Jorge Polanco drove in a run on a sacrifice fly in the top of the third inning. And in the fourth inning, a milestone home run for Gabriel Rincones Jr., the first of his professional career, a towering solo shot over the right field wall that gave the Threshers a tie ball game at one. A home run in each of the last four games for Clearwater. It was Retail and then Ricketts, and now Rincones in the home run list. The game stayed tied until the sixth inning, which Justin Crawford led off in a big way, a leadoff triple, an absolute rope out to right center field, and Caleb Ricketts sent the next pitch that he saw into left to give the Threshers a 2-1 lead, and that duo combined once again in the eighth inning. Another leadoff hit by Justin Crawford, this time a really well-placed bunt in between the pitcher's mound and first base, rolling all the way to Jorge Polanco over at second base. And Crawford ended up on first base. He tried to steal the next pitch, got to second successfully, but the pitcher who was on the mound for Fort Myers, that being Josh Winder, it was Zach Veen who airmailed the throw to the first baseman and allowed Crawford to advance to third on the play. It worked out in their advantage because, once again, Caleb Ricketts drove Crawford home, a sacrifice fly out to center field to give the Threshers a 3-1 lead. Ryan Kirkering playing in the ninth inning, pitching in the ninth inning for the first time this season. Walked the first batter, but struck out two of the next three and retired the next three in order to secure a 3-1 victory for the Threshers. Fourth save in six attempts of the season for the Threshers bullpen, the first of Orion Kirkering's career. The Threshers won it with three runs on six hits, a run on three hits for Fort Myers. John Henriquez gets his first victory as a pro in the United States. And the big league rehabber, Josh Winder, is tagged with the loss after allowing a run on three hits in an inning and two thirds. It's a new ball game for Clearwater and Fort Myers. The Threshers coming in with a 5-3 record. Mighty Muscles at 4-4. We're going to take a look at the starting lineups for today's contest. Fort Myers, managed by Brian Mayer. Pitching coach is Jared Gaynor and Richard Salazar. Raiden Sierra, the hitting coach, and Luis Reyes, the assistant hitting coach for the Mighty Muscles. Alex Kirilloff is leading off once again, the first time he and Jorge Polanco will play in consecutive games in their rehab stint with the Mighty Muscles. Polanco is batting second and DHing. Kirilloff is batting first and in left field. Jarell Ortega moves up to the three spot. He'll play third once again. Carlos Aguiar doing the cleanup work from out in right field. Danny DeAndrade remains at shortstop and in the fifth spot in the order. Andrew Cassetti is batting sixth and doing the catching. Yohander Martinez gets his second start of the series. He is playing at second base and batting seventh. Alex Sayer is in center field for the Mighty Muscles, batting eighth. And Dylan Tatum gets his second start of the series. He was catching in the loss on Wednesday night, and now he's moved to first base and in the ninth spot in the order. Zebby Matthews, 1-0, yet to allow a run. He gets the start in his second start of the season. He was originally scheduled to start last night, but gets moved down to the Sunday afternoon start. Now for the Threshers, coming in with a record of 5-3, first in the West Division of the Florida State League, and tied with the Daytona Tortugas at 5-3 for the best record in the league. The Tortugas have lost their last three games, and Clearwater with the victory yesterday. They're managed by Marty Malloy in his second year with the club. Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach. Chris Heinz, the hitting coach. Michael Jones is the position coach, and he'll also be coaching first base for most of the night. Samantha Myers, the head athletic trainer. Marissa Van Hassel, her lead assistant. Joseph Miranda, the strength and conditioning coach. And Matt Parker, the player development associate, ramping up the field staff for your Clearwater Threshers. The Threshers begin with Amarion Boyd getting the leadoff spot and in center field as Justin Crawford gets his first day off of the season. Otto Kemp moves up to the two spot for the first time over at second base. He's reached base in 6 of 7 games that he has played so far this season. Gabriel Rincones Jr. in the three spot, but gets a day off in the field. He's the designated hitter after hitting his first career home run as a pro last night. Jordan Viers back in the cleanup spot and out in right field. Cade Fergus bats fifth and moves over to left. Cole Moore will bat sixth and play first. Jordan Disson has put together a three-game hit streak in his limited action, but he has certainly made the most of it with one hit in each of the three games that he's played this season. Eric Brito back in the lineup after a couple-day layoff. He was taken out of Thursday's game after hitting a game-time three-run blast, and he is getting his first action since leaving in the fifth inning of that one. Playing at shortstop, Franklin Minietti once again rounds out the order, and he will play at the hot corner. The starter for Clearwater today is Alex Rayo. He started off the opening game of this series on Tuesday and looked very good in his first professional start. Just 2 innings of work, though it was a career high for him at the pro level. Walked one, struck out two, and allowed just one hit in those 2 innings of work against the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers completed a 6-0 shutout of Fort Myers in that contest. And this is Rayo's second game in Clearwater this season. He came in as a reliever against Bradenton. And the Threshers are 1-1 with him entering games. He pitched a scoreless inning in the season opener in Bradenton, though. So Rayo has looked good in the 3 innings he has thrown for the Threshers. And Clearwater hoping to build off that tonight and get a second win with Rayo making his second start of the season. We're about 5 minutes from game time right now, so before the game gets started, we'll take a spin around the scoreboard, though not too much is in action right now. The Threshers will be the first of the Phillies system to get underway here today. Jersey Shore and Greensboro will be the next team to get underway. They start in about an hour at Jersey Shore. Gabriel Cotto making his second start of the season. He was a Thresher back in 2022. Hartford and Reading meeting up for the sixth time in Reading. There's the Fighting Phil still looking for their second win of the season. And Lehigh Valley hoping to even the series against Durham in Durham Athletic Park. The Iron Pigs at 5-8 on the young season. In the Florida State League, the Threshers are once again the first team to get started, but St. Lucie and Jupiter are about to get going as well. Tampa and Dunedin will also be a noon game. Keep in mind, the Threshers will be visiting the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday. The Tarpons coming into today's game at 3-5. Bradenton and Lakeland start at 1 at Daytona and Palm Beach. Get the afternoon game with a 5 o'clock start. In the major leagues, once this loads, we'll take a spin around the major league scores after the Phillies coming off of a 13-0 loss to the Cincinnati Reds last night. They will begin at 1:40. Luis Sessa taking on Aaron Nola as the Phillies looking to overcome one of the biggest losses in terms of run margin over on this season so far. No major league games will start earlier than 1:10. It'll be Giants-Tigers in Detroit with Logan Webb taking the hill for San Francisco. Reed Detmers takes on Garrett Whitlock in Boston. as the Red Sox looking to reach 500, the Angels looking to breach 500. They come in at 7-7, and they send their left-hander, one of their best young pitchers in the system, who had a no-hitter against the Rays in May of last year. 1:35, Shane Bieber and the Guardians will take on Patrick Corbin and the Nationals in our nation's capital. Same time that the Fort Myers Major League affiliate will go in the Bronx in a battle of two of the premier pitchers in all of baseball. The big Twins offseason acquisition, Pablo Lopez, is off to a heck of a start in his big team for Minnesota. He's 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA going against the Yankees ace in Gerrit Cole. We'll tell you more about the Major League scores as they begin to populate within the next hour, but the Threshers are taking the field here in Clearwater as we are imminently awaiting the start of this Sunday afternoon's game. We're going to take a brief pause as we listen to the national anthem of the United States of America and honor our country before this Sunday afternoon.
As we honor America, performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem today is Vice Commissioner. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light for the... Try this again. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly. And the rockets with blue, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Alex Rayo is on the mound for the Threshers, and we are ready to go for some Sunday afternoon baseball in the Florida State League. The single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies taking on the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. The Threshers coming in at 5-3. They have won three games in this homestand to Fort Myers' two. They're at an even 500 at 4-4. The Threshers will go into their first six-game road trip with a winning record no matter what happens. So a really good start to the season for Clearwater, who right now are tied with the Daytona Tortugas for the best record in all of the Florida State League. In the West Division, Bradenton, Fort Myers, Dunedin, and Lakeland are all one game behind Clearwater for the number two spot in the West Division, with Tampa in the basement at 3-5. Obviously, a really short sample size, not even double-digit games played yet by each team, but Clearwater in a really good position at the start of the season. In the East Division, one game back is Jupiter and Palm Beach at 4-4, with St. Lucie at 3-5 as well. So, you know, a young season, but the Threshers in a really good spot after a solid series in Bradenton and a really good home set in a competitive five of now six games, with the six being played today against the division rival in the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The Threshers were 7-13 against Fort Myers last season and are on pace to do way better than that in the three meetings that these teams will have over the course of the season. For the second straight night, it's a duo of Major League bats leading off the order for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Alex Kirilloff in the batter's box right now. The switch-hitting second baseman Jorge Polanco is the DH in the on-deck circle. Jarell Ortega in the hole for Fort Myers. First pitch of this Sunday afternoon settles in the strike zone for a strike. And first pitch at 12:01, an 0-1 count to Alex Kirilloff. Alex Rayo, the right-hander, kicks and deals. Kirilloff grounds this one to first, backhanded by Moore. He will flip it to Rayo, who tags the bag for out number one. A 1-3 putout to start the game in the first inning, and we'll go through the rest of the Mighty Muscles lineup as it will stand. So a ground out for Alex Kirilloff. Jorge Polanco stepping into the left-handed batter's box against the righty. Jarell Ortega on deck. Carlos Aguiar doing the cleanup work for Fort Myers. Danny Andrade batting fifth. Andrew Cassetti the sixth hitter. Yohander Martinez will bat seventh. Alex Sayer batting eighth. And Dylan Tatum the nine hitter for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Polanco moves him to the right, and it is a ball one, fastball, a little bit too inside from Alex Rayo. A four-pitch mix for the righty out of Notre Dame, four-seamer, splitter, slider, and a changeup. Rayo rocks and fires. Fastball upstairs, and the count is 2-0. That fastball is going to hit the mid to high 90s. Seen it go as high as 96 miles an hour in the three prior innings Rayo has thrown. 2-0 to Polanco now, as here comes the pitch. Low and inside, the count 3-0. Polanco earned an RBI last night, did not get a hit though. He was 0-2, grounded out twice, a sacrifice fly in the third, and a walk in the fifth. 3-0 pitch from Rayo. This one is fouled away right over us in the press box, and the count 3-1. Polanco getting a bit more aggressive now that his rehab stint is close to being over, with him playing consecutive games for the first time since beginning the season with the Mighty Muscles, you'd think he's going to be heading to Minnesota quite soon. The 3-1 is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Brito eases back to it, cedes it to Kay Fergus, who makes the one-handed grab for out number two. Will set the defense between Alex Rayo, left to right in the outfield is Ferguson left, just making the catch for out number two. Amarion Boyd getting his first start in center field today, and Jordan Viers out in right. In the infield, Fraylin Minietti at third, Eric Brito at short, Otto Kemp at second, Cole Moore at first base, and Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Alex Rayo in his second career start. First pitch to Jarell Ortega is a fastball that touches the outside corner for an 0-1 count. Ortega has been one of the best hitters for Fort Myers over the course of this series. He had a home run a couple days ago. And now the 0-1. Way outside on the slider count. It is 1-1. Ortega, mainly a third baseman, has had some time in the DH spot as well, but has been in the higher part of the lineup for the better part of the series. 1-1 hit the other way and foul down the right field side to make the count 1-2. Ortega, sixth-round pick in 2022, but was injured after fracturing his left hamate during his second professional game, now playing his first full pro season in Fort Myers as the breaking ball bounces into the glove of Jordan Disson for ball number two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on base, and no score on the board here in the top of the first inning. Rayo sets from the first base side of the rubber. He kicks and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A foul tip into Disson's mitt in the high part of the strike zone, and Alex Rayo punctuates a 1-2-3 first inning with his third strikeout of the season. The Mighty Muscles go down in order here in the first, and that'll bring up the Threshers for the first time on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Clearwater on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The food is about to run out of gas, so please pay attention to the game while it's in progress. Live the extended day for the time of your safety in mind, but I will often broke the bats occasionally under the sea in concourse areas. If you or anyone around you should require first aid, please contact your nearest usher or visit the first aid station located on section 106. I'm
The Threshers up to bat for the first time on a Sunday afternoon here in Clearwater, and they bring Omarion Boyd, Otto Kemp, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. to start things off against Zebby Matthews. Eighth round pick in 22 gets Boyd to pop the first pitch up foul down the right field side. One start for Matthews, and he was excellent against Dunedin. Fastball upstairs, count 1-1. He earned the win in 5 scoreless innings, 3 hits, and 7 strikeouts in his first start of the season at home against the Blue Jays. Fastball just gets in there for a called strike 2 to Omarion Boyd, who's leading off and playing in center for the first time this season. 1-2, breaking ball, just misses high and outside, and a count now 2-2. Matthews, an 8th-round pick out of Western Carolina University, 95 innings pitched in 2022, as Boyd lines this up the middle, fielded on a hop, and sent to first by Martinez, who gets Boyd out by just a step. You got to really throw it quickly if you want to get Omarion Boyd out at first base, but a 4-3 putout is the first down for the bottom of the first inning. So Boyd gone on a 4-3 ground out. Otto Kemp up at the plate. Gabriel Rincones Jr. bats third. He's on deck. Jordan Viers, the cleanup man, as Kemp takes a look at a slider high and outside to make it 1-0. Cade Fergus bats fifth. Cole Moore, the sixth hitter. Jordan Disson will bat seventh. Now the 1-0 pitch to Kemp. He holds up the swing, appeal over to first base, and Alex Laurie makes sure that it's a 2-0 count. Eric Brito in the 8th spot, getting his first appearance since Thursday. Fraylin Minietti rounds out the order at the hot corner. Another breaking ball from Matthews, and this time it's a called strike. 2-1 the count to Otto Kemp. Davion Fry calling balls and strikes, now Alex Lawry on the bases. Kemp bounces this one foul down the third base side, fielded by the manager Marty Malloy, and he'll flip it to a fan as the count now 2-2 to Otto Kemp. Marty will be coaching third for the Threshers, and Michael Jones, the position coach, will be coaching first. Fastball touches the mitt inside. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Zebby Matthews, and the count is now full. I was told to watch out for his slider. It's got a hard fastball that hits the low to mid-90s, but a nasty slider as well. Kemp pops this one up into foul territory, down the first base side and out of play. So that pitch number 6 of the at-bat is a souvenir. A beautiful day for baseball here in Clearwater. Barely a cloud in the sky, so I'm going to have to put on some sunscreen. 85 degrees here in the bottom first. Kemp fouls it down to the right field side again, and the count remains 3-2. Kemp reached base again last night after ending a 5-game on base streak the night before, as the bat goes further than the ball on that one. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and the bat ricochets off the netting and into the hands of Marty Malloy. So, strike 3 to Kemp, and now there's 2 outs for Gabriel Rincones Jr., who's had an extra base hit in each of his last 2 games. A double was one of the Threshers' 3 hits on Friday night, and that is laced down the right field line, but off the netting foul. He has been swinging the bat and seeing the ball real well, returning to Clearwater. 0-1 the count to Rincones Jr. Matthews set from the first base side of the rubber. He deals. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Rincones Jr. started his collegiate career in the JUCO route at St. Petersburg College. Played 2 seasons there for a career average of over 400. Here's the 0-2, and that bounces in front of the plate to count 1-2. St. Pete College doesn't have dorms, so Rincones stayed in the same apartment complex that many of the Threshers players were staying in back when he was at St. Pete. High bouncer and that's going to go foul down the right field line. Count will stay 1-2. And he was telling me that while he was in college, he'd be coming back from class or practice or something and see the Threshers players coming home from their practice or game or whatever it was. And he would always think to himself that one day it's going to be the other way around. He's going to be one of those Threshers players that is coming back and staying in those apartments as a member of the Phillies organization. And now here we are on a Sunday afternoon in Clearwater, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. facing a 3-2 count in a professional baseball game in Clearwater. He works from an 0-2 to a ball 4, and Gabriel Rincones is the first base runner of the ball game, working a 2-out walk here in the first inning. That'll bring up Jordan Vyers, 0-for-4 last night, 3 ground outs and a pop out in foul territory. 143 on the season. His 2 RBIs came in the 8th inning of Tuesday night's win, and he's got a fast runner on first base in Rincones Jr. Inside on the fastball, barely missed, skimming the leg of Vyers, and the count's now 1-0. Rincones Jr. leads the way with 5 stolen bases in 5 attempts. Has yet to be caught stealing this year. Only Amarion Boyd has as many stolen bases, but he's been caught a couple times. 5-for-7 is Boyd. 5-for-5 is Rincones, who slides in headfirst safely back at the first base bag. The defense for the Mighty Muscles: Dylan Tatum at first, Yohander Martinez at second, Danny DeAndrade at short, and Jarell Ortega at third. The 1-0, off goes Rincones, pitches outside, a perfect throw by the catcher. And for the first time this season, Gabriel Rincones Jr. has been caught stealing. So a 2-6 on the caught stealing. Vyers will lead off in the second, and the Threshers are down in order here in the first with the pickoff. A 2-out walk for Rincones is erased by the caught stealing at second base, and we're scoreless heading into the second inning on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Yes, Capital One Bank Rex card is involved number 2. You are correct. Capital One card members is taking advantage of great cardholder benefits. Visit MLB.com, Capital One. Be sure to scan the QR code now on the video. Receive a fruit sandwich from our friends at PDQ. PDQ has 17 Bay Area locations, including right here in Clearwater and Gulfton A in Belcher. Visit PDQ.com for more details. PDQ, just made better.
Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, more than you can imagine.
The second inning, a scoreless and hitless ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. Alex Rayo back out for the second, as Carlos Aguiar will lead off the top half of the second inning for the Mighty Muscles. Danny DeAndrade on deck and Andrew Cazzetti in the hole for the Mighty Muscles. Rayo in his second inning, where he went on Tuesday. No telling how long he's going to go today, as this is just his second career start as a professional. First pitch of the second inning bounces out of Disson's glove, and the slider will be ball 1 as the ball runs all the way to the backstop. Rayo, set from the first base side, he rocks and deals. Foul tip into Disson's glove, and the count now even at 1-1. Disson, playing his first game behind the plate since Tuesday, where he was excellent defensively, as this one is launched deep into right field. Vyers goes back and watches the ball land in the berm. First home run of the season for Carlos Aguiar. And for the 5th straight game, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are on the board first. a solo home run that barely leaves the ballpark and lands in the berm out in right center field. And the Mighty Muscles have an early 1-0 lead. First run that Rayo has let up this year. And the fifth home run of the series for Fort Myers. Danny DeAndrade fouls that one off into the netting, count 0-1. Seen a lot of home runs at this ballpark. And a pretty deep ballpark at that. That home run had to go at least 350 feet by my estimation. As here's the 0-1 to DeAndrade. Fastball upstairs, count evens at 1-1. The listed dimensions, 329 down the left and right field line, 401 to dead center. We've already seen a home run hit that far by Rubel Cespedes in the 10-6 victory on Thursday for Fort Myers. A 1-2 count to DeAndrade, fooled by the fastball. And Rayo looking to avenge that home run with an out here. 1-2. Hit into right field, tailing towards the foul line. Viers will not be able to cut it off. DeAndrade's heading for second base as Viers picks it up after it has rolled to foul territory. And Danny DeAndrade is on second base with a stand-up double. So a home run and a double lead things off for the Mighty Muscles. They're up a run and now have a guy in scoring position. Nobody out here in the second, and Andrew Cazzetti still looking for his first hit of the series. He's reached base by a hit-by-pitch once and a couple of walks. And now he has a chance to drive in a run at second base. DeAndrade, a good runner at second, as this one is lofted high in the air, down the first baseline, in foul territory, chased by Moore, and that's going to land in the stands, bouncing towards the tiki bar out in right field. So it's an 0-1 count to Cazzetti, who was caught and played DH this series. 200 hitter on the year, just one RBI so far. Rayo, from the stretch, looks at second and deals. 0-1, fouled away again. This one a sharper line drive that goes over the sweets above the Avis sign. Count 0-2. Slight shift to Cazzetti's pole side. Brito is playing pretty deep at short, about a step in front of the outfield grass, right in the middle of third and second base. One second on the pitch clock, which is now reset. And Rayo will have a fresh clock to work with. 0-2. Cazzetti lets it go, and that barely missed being strike three. A low breaking ball from Alex Rayo, looking like a changeup. So 1-2 the count now. DeAndrade takes a big lead off of third base. Minietti is pulled back, but has his eye securely on the runner. And one eye on the batter as well. 1-2 pitch. Cazzetti turns it around and foul. Count 1-2. One nothing to score. Mighty Muscles lead on a solo shot from Carlos Aguiar. Cazzetti awaits the pitch. 1-2, hammered down the left field line. Fergus goes back, looking up, and watches it leave the ballpark. Two home runs in the first inning, and Andrew Cazzetti has his first dinger of 2023. An early 3-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles, and that was a no-doubter. It's going to be a warm-up ball for the bullpen right now, and it's 3-0 after three extra base hits begin the top of the second inning for the Mighty Muscles. Second two-run homer of the series. A couple of other solo shots from this Mighty Muscles squad. And now the bases are clear once again for Yohander Martinez as the fastball settles on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike again. 0-2. Working quickly, the pitch fouled away, and we'll do it again. Martinez has made three starts now at second base and replaced Polanco each time he was taken out of the game when he has played second. Now the 0-2, upstairs fastball, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Taken the other way and foul, banging off the netting down the right field side. Still 1-2 to Martinez, who's now fought off two straight two-strike pitches. Alex Sayer is on deck for Fort Myers as they look to continue their power outing. Two home runs in the first inning already. 1-2. Fastball up and in, and the count now even at 2-2. Rayo deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. First out of the second inning comes on a two-strike fastball, and Yohander Martinez is down swinging. One gone in the second for Alex Sayer. In his 21st overall minor league game, his fourth playing in center field. Three games in the FSL he has played in center, usually sticks to the corners. We've seen him in left for most of this series as the curveball settles in on the outside corner for a called strike. Sayer this season, one RBI, 182 hitter. The pitch, a slider, missing outside, and the count's even now, 1-1. This series, though, he's gotten a couple hits, nothing bigger than a single, though. Now Rayo deals the 1-1. Fastball missing outside, 2-1. See more of a sense of urgency for Rayo. A bit slower with the pitch clock at the start of the inning. But now that he's got an out, he really wants to get the next two fast. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Take a little off of it, did Rayo, but it gets the job done to even the count at 2-2. One gone. 3-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Rayo deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. A nasty breaking ball gets Sayer to go, and that's two straight punch-outs for Alex Rayo. He's got three overall on the game, four more, and if you've downloaded the Tijuana Flats app, we've got a special deal for you. If the Threshers pitchers get seven strikeouts in tonight's contest, you get a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. Dylan Tatum swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-1. Available on the Apple App Store and Google Apps as well. Make sure to download the Tijuana Flats app, and hopefully the Threshers will get four more strikeouts. Rayo, a strike away from another one as the slider touches the outside corner to make it 0-2 to Dylan Tatum. Getting his third appearance of the series, second start. 0-2 pitch. Bouncing into the glove of Disson, and it's now 1-2. Tatum came off for a pinch runner late in his first start of the season in Wednesday night's loss to the Threshers. 1-2. Hit on the ground to third, fielded on a pair of hops by Mini Andy. Shuffles towards first and sends it to Moore for out number three. Three hits start off the second inning, three outs end it in a row. Two strikeouts and a 5-3 putout end the second, but three runs on three hits with nobody left for Fort Myers, and they have the early lead for the fifth straight game. The Threshers have a 3-0 deficit to overcome, beginning next in the bottom of the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Happy hour admission is for patrons 21 and over, and it's free. Gates open at 5, West Palm by 9 for a long time.
Oh, it's sweaty.
FreshersBaseball.com.
How you feeling, that good?
Coronavirus bursting tropical flavors. Listen to that main heart seltzer there. Introducing the Corona Heart Seltzer Tropical Diet. It's the flavors of the climate.
I remember that time. First thing I say,
Leading off the bottom of the second for the Thrashers, right fielder Jordan Byers.
The Mighty Muscles get on the board first, and now the Threshers looking to respond with the heart of the order coming to the plate. Jordan Byers left with a 1-0 count after Gabriel Rincones Jr. was caught at second base trying to steal for the first time. Byers sends this one to the gap in right center field, but high enough to make the run by Sayer, and he makes the one-handed grab almost running into the wall for out number one. So a well-hit ball by Byers, but better range from Alex Sayer for the first out in the second. Cade Fergus and Cole Moore are the next two up for Clearwater. Fergus stepping in to the right-handed batter's box. The pitch, slider outside and escapes the glove of Cazzetti, 1-0. Fergus had a double and an RBI in game one of the season, but has been relatively quiet since, looking to refine his stroke. Certainly a guy with a lot of power and can hit for contact as well. There he lets the breaking ball miss outside, 2-0. 12 homers in his final season at George Washington on the All-Conference Atlantic 10 team as a senior, as the 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And now Fergus in his second professional season, first full year, all of his time he has spent here in Clearwater, as now the count is 2-2. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Fergus does not like the call, but he'll head back to the dugout after the second strikeout of the game from Zebby Matthews. That'll bring up Cole Moore, playing his third straight game for Clearwater after being the first roster addition of the season. It was Adoni Mejia who was sent to the development list to make room for Moore on the roster. There he swings and misses at a low breaking ball to make it 0-1. But he's really replacing Chad Castillo, who was named to the 7-day injured list at the beginning of the week, and Moore has been his first baseman since, or first baseman replacement since Castillo started the first four games for the Threshers at first base. Moore, the first base product out of Dallas Baptist, faces the 0-2, holds up his swing as the fastball misses upstairs for a 1-2 count. 2-for-11 on the series. The 1-2 pitch right down the pipe, and that's a called strike three. Moore rests the bat, and the Threshers will be set down in order after two straight strikeouts looking from Zebby Matthews. He's got three Ks on the day. Fort Myers has three runs. We're heading into the third inning. The Threshers are playing baseball here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come on, who wants a free shirt?
What's up? Always.
Jane's got a
Left
Top of the third inning, 3-0 the lead for Fort Myers, and a new pitcher for Clearwater, Braden Fosnaught, is now on the mound after Alex Rayo will leave after letting up 3 hits and 3 runs in the bottom of the top of the second inning. First pitch to Kirilloff, misses low for ball one. Fosnaught has made one start for Clearwater on Sunday last, as Kirilloff hammers this one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's foul. He has an opposite field home run already. And he almost had his second homer of the rehab stint. .222 his average, a homer and an RBI. That homer, an opposite field blast in the 10-6 victory on Thursday. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count is 1-2. Left on left matchup. Fosnaught deals. Kirilloff pops this one up into deep center field, tailing into right center, and on the track now is Boyd, but it ends up in the glove of Jordan Viers. Thought Boyd was going to be able to make a late run at it. Anyway, it's an F9 for Kirilloff, who's now 0-2. That'll bring up Jorge Polanco. Polanco 0-1 with a flyout. A couple of hits, but 3 strikeouts in his rehab stint, hitting .267 with a lone RBI coming on a sacrifice fly last night. Fosnaught deals. Swing and a miss. A nice pitch, a fastball on the outside corner to make it 0-1. Polanco hitting from the right side against the lefty. 0-1, a breaking ball settles in there for a called strike two. Polanco struck out twice in the series opener. Once on Thursday, as this one is hammered down the line in left field. Easy run for Fergus to cut it off and keep it as a single for Jorge Polanco. One on and one out now for the Mighty Muscles, as Jarrell Ortega comes up in the minor league part of the lineup. We'll get some action. So Polanco is now 1-2 on the game, and there's one on and one out for Jarrell Ortega. Polanco's got good speed. Have not seen him try to steal when he's gotten on base, as the breaking ball misses in for a called strike. Fosnaught, a 4-pitch mix, a 4-seamer, a sinker, kind of morphs into a 2-seamer, slider, cutter, and a change. 1-0 to Ortega. Fastball upstairs, and now it's 2-0. More of a control command kind of pitcher. The fastball doesn't reach too much higher than 91, 92. So he's got to get creative with where he puts his pitches. Fosnaught, the 2-0. Misses outside again there, and it's 3-0. Ortega, the first strikeout victim of Alex Rayo back in the first, who leaves the game with 3 punch-outs but 3 runs allowed. In line for the loss, if the Threshers are unable to come back, but still plenty early here in the top of the third inning. Fosnaught deals. Just missing outside with a breaking ball, and Polanco will move to second on a 4-pitch walk to Jarrell Ortega. Now, the heart of the order was the trio that got the job done in that second inning, as Jordan Disson is now going to come out and have a chat with Braden Fosnaught. Carlos Aguiar led off the third inning with a solo home run. Then Danny DeAndrade doubled, and then another home run from Andrew Cazzetti. And I'm sure Fosnaught saw this from the bullpen. Disson, I think, just making sure Fosnaught knows how to pitch to these guys. So back behind the plate goes Disson. 2 on and 1 out here in the top of the third inning. The Mighty Muscles in a 1-0 lead. 5 home runs on the season for Fort Myers. 5 different home run hitters. Aguiar was the 4th home run hitter of the year with his solo shot his last time up as Fosnot steps off the mound and holds Polanco on at 2nd. Polanco on 2nd, Ortega on 1st. As Fosnot, from the stretch, he looks over at the runners and deals. Breaking ball, just missing outside. 5 straight misses for Fosnot, as it's 1-0. Ortega, plenty of power, but a 4-pitch walk put him on 1st. And Aguiar, who's one of the most powerful minor league hitters on this roster. Now the 1-0 pitch. Inside, make it 6 straight, and now it's 2-0. Fosnot struggling to find the strike zone. 4 of his first 5 pitches, 5 of his first 6 were strikes, but a 3-0 count to Ortega led to a walk, and now a 2-0 count here to Aguiar. Aguiar pops this one up into foul territory, and there's the first strike of the at-bat. It's a 2-1 count. Those are the kind of pitches that can give a pitcher confidence. Fosnot, not a guy who's going to overwhelm you with strikeout stuff. He's going to just try and force contact and get outs the old-fashioned way. Now the 2-1. Breaking ball outside, and it's once again 3-1. No one up in either bullpen, so the 3rd inning belongs to Fosnot. I don't even see Marty Malloy near the dugout steps. Actually, I think he's just behind one of the covered portions of the railing. Either way, 3-1 count to Aguiar, the pitch. High and tight, and that loads the bases with the 1-out walk. So 2 straight walks for Fosnot to put Aguiar on 1st, Ortega on 2nd, and Jorge Polanco, 90 feet from home plate, on 3rd. So Aguiar has reached both times he's come up to the plate. Danny DeAndrade doubled his last time up, now has a loaded set of bases with just 1 out. Double play still in order. Corner infielders at normal depth, but pinched in towards the bases just a tad. And Nono Kemp and Eric Brito in the middle of the infield are at double play depth as the fastball misses inside to make it 1-0. Fosnot taking his time. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball outside, and the count's 2-0. Nowhere to put DeAndrade, the number 17th ranked prospect in the Twin system. Highest ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline and Baseball America, for the Twins in Fort Myers this season. Fosnot, D. Inside, and it's a 3-0 count with the bases loaded to Danny DeAndrade. Payoff pitch. And for the 3rd time this series, the Mighty Muscles walk in a run. Polanco scores, and there's 3 straight walks for Braden Fosnot and a 4-0 lead for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. RBI for Fosnot, and that's gonna call Matt Hockenberry out of the dugout to have a chat with his pitcher. Four nothing the lead, just 1 hit this inning, as Jorge Polanco gets his first run of his rehab stint. And 3 straight walks for Fosnot, so Hockenberry is out there. And there are a couple pitchers standing up for the Threshers, but none look like they're really starting to get loose. Fosnot has already thrown 20 pitches through the first 4 batters. That'll bring up Andrew Cazzetti. Bases still loaded. It's Ortega on 3rd, Aguiar on 2nd, and DeAndrade on 1st. Cazzetti, the two-run shot in the second inning that made it 3-0 so far today. First pitch to him is going to settle over the plate for a called strike on a curveball. Falls not, the 0-1. Just missing, low and inside. Two straight fastballs make the count 1-1. Cazzetti, a two-run homer, the second such home run of the series. Two runs, three solo shots. As the 1-1 is hit high in the air out to left center field. Should be enough to get a run home. Boyd is under it, loses the hat, and makes the one-handed grab. All three runners tag. Boyd throws to second and gets DeAndrade easily. No! I thought for a second Fry was waving and calling him safe. But a clear double play. The run still scores to make it 5-0. So, a double play, 9-4, ends the inning. It appeared for a second that Davion Frye was waving his arms to call off, but the run got in before the runner at second base was tagged down. So, Ortega scores. Cazzetti gets an RBI on the sacrifice. And the inning ends at a 5-0 lead for the Clearwater Threshers. Bottom of the third coming up here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Or did that not count? I don't think that run counted. Polanco scored already. Thank you so much. So, it appears I was incorrect about the scoring decision, and that second run did not score in the third inning, so that makes the double play by Omarion Boyd even more impressive. The only run that was allowed was Jorge Polanco's run on the walk, and now it's a 1-1 count to Jordan Disson, a 4-0 ball game, and that could prove crucial once the Threshers' offense gets going. 1-2 to Disson now. And it is still 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss. There's strike three on the slider. Third straight strikeout, fourth overall from Zebby Matthews. That'll bring up Eric Brito, whose last at bat was a 3-run home run that landed in French's Tiki Hut out in left field. Brito sends this one back into the netting to make it an 0-1 count. A 6-game hit streak, or a 5-game hit streak for Brito, as he lets the fastball go outside 1-1. 5-game hit streak for Brito, longest of the season, longest active streak, and he's reached base in every game that he has played. He's played 102 games for the Threshers over two seasons as the slider misses low and away to make the count 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, grounded to short, fielded on a trio of hops by DeAndrade. Takes a short run to first base, a high throw, but down in time is Dylan Tatum, and there are two outs on the 6-3 put out for Franklin Benetti. Rito, 6 for 14 in his first five games, now 6 for 15 with the one out grounder here in the bottom of the third. 4-0 the lead, 4 runs on 4 hits for the Mighty Muscles, and a 1-0 count to Minietti. The pitch in there for a called strike, and the count's now 1-1. The 1-1. This one is hit the other way into right field. Ranging back is Aguiar, and he runs towards the foul line, but makes the catch a few feet before it hits the outfield dirt. So the Threshers down quickly in order. 1-2-3 here in the third. And the first time around the order has been clean for Zebby Matthews. 9 up, 9 down for Clearwater. We'll head into the fourth inning. A 4-0 ball game with the Mighty Muscles ahead. Top of the fourth inning, Yohander Martinez, Alex Sayer, and Dylan Tatum. 2 of 3 of those hitters struck out. Tatum grounded to second his last time up. Fosnot deals, and Martinez fouls back to make it 0-1. Martinez struck out on, I'm trying to do math here, 7 pitches. 0-1. Fouled away again, almost to the same spot, but a little bit towards the right, bouncing off the netting above the dugout for the Mighty Muscles to make it 0-2. Fosnot from the center of the rubber, rocks and deals. Breaking ball, not enough break though, as it lands above the zone to make it 1-2. Fosnot deals. Hammered down the left field line and landing foul. Would have been a double for Martinez, but instead, it's still a 1-2 count. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. 333 average on the season. 1-2. Fouled away. We'll do it again. Four nothing the lead. Mighty Muscles have 4 hits. Threshers none yet. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. A breaking ball catches the outside corner. And Martinez is down on strikes for the second time. First K of the day for Fosnot. 4th for Threshers pitching. Which means we're 3 away from a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats mobile app. That'll bring up Alex Sayer making his second FSL start in center field. 0-for-1 with a strikeout, much like Martinez, as he swings and misses in a fastball to make it 0-1. the Threshers in Tampa beginning on Tuesday. 0-1. Breaking ball, missing outside for strike number two. Or, sorry, catching the outside corner for strike number two. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three-pitch Sia for Braden Fosnot. He's got two strikeouts now, and there are two outs in the fourth inning. He was in complete control of Sayer. Just good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Two outs now for Dylan Tatum, who grounded to third his last time up to end off that three-run second inning. Tatum takes a look inside at a breaking ball to make it 1-0. Tampa leading Dunedin 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Threshers will begin there on Tuesday. Got to get through this game first, though, as the fastball touches the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. Tatum still looking for his first hit of the season. Has walked once in six at-bats, though. As now the 1-1. Hit the other way, foul, 1-2. By at-bats, I mean plate appearances, obviously the walk not being an official at-bat. Kirilloff waits on deck. Fosnot a strike away from making him lead off the fifth inning. Time is called as Tatum adjusts himself, and now he's set in the right-handed batter's box against the lefty Fosnot. Fosnot kicks and deals. Popped up and foul down the right field line. Tatum, 20th round pick of the Twins out of UC Irvine back in 2021. 0-4 on the season. The 1-2 upstairs, and now the count evens at 2-2. Tatum in his third pro season. Played 72 games for the Mighty Muscles last year. Now the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Absolutely spun Tatum around on an outside breaking ball, and Braden Fosnot strikes out the side here in the fourth inning. The Mighty Muscles go down in order for the first time since the first inning. Now Threshers get up to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. We'll be back right after this.
Tyler, you're going to answer a question for us, and you're going to raise, well, you're actually going to compete against one of our Threshers players. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to have 15 seconds to name as many items as you can. Are you ready, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so your question today is going to be name as many Star Wars characters as you can in 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Skywalker,
Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, Han Solo, Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO, Leia, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Rey. All right, Tyler, that was 10. That was a lot. Very good. All right, let's play the video and see if our Russian players got more than you.
Yoda, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, John Lennon, R2-D2, C-3PO, how do you say that?
Alright, Tyler, you are a winner today! You win a $10 gift certificate to Capone's Dugout, which is a restaurant right down the street on Golf Bay Boulevard. Thank you for playing today, Tyler.
Top of the fourth inning, Threshers still looking for their first hit, let alone their first run. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles, and a corkscrew grounder to second base, fielded by Martinez. He pads the mitt and sends the first out to first base as Amarion Boyd is retired on the first pitch. He's grounded out to second both times, but he made a really well-thrown double play on a sacrifice fly attempt by Andrew Cazzetti. 8-4 DP, saved a run, but the Threshers still behind here with an 8-4 deficit. First pitch, a strike to Otto Kemp. Looking on a breaking ball. He struck out swinging in his last time out. 1-1 the count as Zebby Matthews is really moving here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch outside, but it catches the corner, makes it 2-2. One, two, outside again. Out 2-2. Just one base runner so far for the Threshers. Gabriel Rincones Jr. walked in the first inning. 2-2. Kemp reaches out and taps it over to second base, fielded on a line for the second out by Yohander Martinez. That'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr., who was caught stealing after reaching first base. Now 5-for-6 on stolen base attempts this season. He has 3 RBIs this year. All but one of them have come in this home series. First pitch to Rincones Jr. misses for ball one. And Rincones Jr. has really excelled here at BayCare Ballpark, as that is knocked backwards to make an 0-2 count. Near where he played, Jack Russell Stadium, the home of St. Petersburg, where he played first 2 years of his college ball. 0-2, called strike 3 on a breaking pitch. Zebby Matthews with 5 strikeouts. And he has retired the side for the 3rd straight inning. Just 1 base runner for the Threshers all game. And that hasn't happened since the first inning. Threshers go down in order in the 4th. We'll head into the 5th. It is 4-0 with the Mighty Muscles in the lead.
And take care of volunteers and Hope Enterprises of America, who are having their group outings at the ballpark this afternoon. The Threshers, thank you for attending. Hope you have a wonderful time here at Big Bear Ballpark. Bayshore Brewing Company is embraced the Tenant Line in Florida's craft beer forecast, has been a local favorite since 2012. Big Bear Ballpark features a variety of their Florida themed beers like Wickmaker, Concrete Pressure, and Ramosa Tangerine IPA. Try one today.
And the Threshers have a 4-0 deficit, still without a hit here in the 4th inning. Alex Kirilloff will start off the 5th in his second at bat of the ball game. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Left-on-left matchup as Fosnock gets a heavy hack from Kirilloff, swing and a miss for strike 1. Kirilloff, a home run, a solo shot to the opposite field in a 10-6 win for Fort Myers on Thursday. 0-1, breaking ball, doesn't break enough as it's now 1-1. Kirilloff played the longest game of his rehab stint, was taken out in the 8th inning, replaced at first by Mikey Perez. There he swings and misses an upstairs fastball to make it a 1-2 count. So the Twins and the Mighty Muscles have just been slowly lengthening the time played for Kirilloff and Jorge Polanco. Each have now DH'd once, with Polanco, who's in the on-deck circle, as the designated hitter tonight. So the 1-2 to Kirilloff, Fosnock deals. Hit up the middle, and that's going to land into center field for a base hit. 3 hops before it reaches the gloves of Omarion Boyd, and now Alex Kirilloff has at least 1 hit in all 4 of his rehab games for the Mighty Muscles in Clearwater. Leadoff single in the 5th, still 4-0. 5 hits to none in favor of the Mighty Muscles. And it has really been all Fort Myers so far. The Threshers, though, have been late bloomers when it comes to their offensive attack, so they're hoping to continue that trend here. One on and nobody out for Jorge Polanco, who's reached base in all 4 games that he's been here with Fort Myers in Clearwater. 0-1 now as the fastball catches the outside corner. All singles for Polanco, but he walked and ribbied in yesterday's contest. And now here's the 0-1. Way outside, a good snag by Disson. That keeps Kirilloff on first base, but it's an even count at 1-1. Polanco singled and scored in the third after 4 straight walks, or 3 straight walks, resulted in a run. 1-1 the count. Fosnot deals. Fastball outside again, and it's 2-1. Fosnot, 2 appearances in the FCL last season, 2 innings pitched and 3 strikeouts. He went 1 2/3 on Sunday in a game that Clearwater ended up winning over Bradenton. Foul tip off the bat of Polanco ends up in the netting behind home plate. And now it is 2-2. Fosnot allowed 2 runs on 4 hits in 1 2/3 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. He has struck out 3 today as well. Would be a career high if he can get Polanco here. 2-2 popped up into still the infield. Brito calling everyone off to make the two-handed grab for out number 1. Deceptively difficult to judge these high pop-ups, particularly with the sun shining as brightly as it is, so a routine play for Brito, certainly not as easy as it may look. But one out here in the 5th, and that'll bring up Jarell Ortega, who walked and almost scored on a double play. A 4-pitch walk in the 3rd. And now he's up with 1 on and nobody out. Fastball at the knees, and it's 0-1. Ortega struck out in the 1st and then walked in the 3rd inning. Would have scored if not for the double play on Cazzetti. The 0-1. Fastball up and out, and it's 1-1. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. They've got 5 hits. Threshers still looking for their first hit of the ball game. So fans, I encourage you to say the words no hitter as much as you possibly can when the Threshers come up to bat in the bottom of the 5th. 1-1, breaking ball outside, and it's 2-1. The Threshers, of course, with the first no-hitter of the season, getting a no-no in Bradenton on Saturday night. Well, the first Saturday of the season, April 8th, in a 3-0 win. Fosnot has a 2-1 pitch, ball set at the belt, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Way behind that fastball in the outside corner, and Ortega has the count even at 2-2. Kirilloff on first base, short leads. He's dancing around to try and distract Fosnot just a little bit. And now Ortega has a 2-2 on him. Fosnot takes a look over at first and sends the 2-2 home. It bounces in the left, in the right-handed batter's box, and Kirilloff walks to second base on the wild pitch. The runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles, and a full count to Jarell Ortega. Full side shift for Ortega. Fosnot leans in for the sign. And the payoff. This one is hit high in the air out to right field. Fires goes back and makes the catch with one hand in front of the track. Kirilloff tags for third. The throw is cut off by Brito, and Kirilloff will slide in feet first and safely on the fly out to right field. So 2 gone in the 5th. That'll bring up Carlos Aguiar, who has reached base in each of the 2 times he's come to the plate. A solo home run and an RBI in the 2nd and 3rd innings. It's a left-on-left matchup, though. And now two outs with a runner on third. Fosnot deals. Fastball. Appeal over to the bases umpire in Lawrie, says he didn't go, so it's a 1-0 count. Aguiar had his first home run of the season in the second. That opened up the scoring for the Mighty Muscles. And then walked on five pitches in the third. Fosnot deals. High chopper over to first, fielded on a pair of hops by Moore. A race to the bag, won by Moore easily. And the Threshers leave a runner stranded on third base. So no runs for the Mighty Muscles for the first time, or the second straight inning, I should say. They leave a runner stranded, though, on a hit. No errors, and one left. Halfway home here on Sunday afternoon at BayCare Ballpark, the Mighty Muscles lead the Threshers 4-0 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Great move. The atmosphere.
Thank you.
An official sponsor of minor league baseball, Nationwide welcomes you back to the ballpark for another amazing season. To learn more about playing for the future and protecting the things that matter most, visit nationwide.com.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you also have the game day app? So. This just on your phone.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth for the Threshers, the right fielder, Jordan Byers.
Bottom of the fifth inning, past the halfway point. Threshers still looking for their first hit, trailing 4-0 here in the fifth. And Jordan Byers up at the plate with a 1-0 count. Matthews deals, swing and a miss. Byers chases a low curveball, and it's 1-1. He flied out in his only at bat in the second. First pitch of that bottom of the second inning. 1-1. Hit on a line, foul. If Michael Jones was standing about a couple feet to his left, he might have lost a head. Byers, just a guy who hits the ball really hard, and if he gets a hold of one, he might put it on the highway. A couple of long home runs in minor league camp over at the Carpenter Complex next door. 1-2, hit on the ground to first, that's going to go foul, and two balls just absolutely scorched on that first base side by Byers in this at-bat. He hit the wall on a line in the eighth inning of Tuesday's game to add a pair of insurance runs in a 6-0 shutout for the Threshers, but now the tables have turned, and it's the Threshers getting shutout. 1-2 fouled away over the press box, and Byers really battling in this at-bat. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. They've got five hits, the Threshers zero. Fastball upstairs, and the count now even at 2-2. Zebby Matthews, 12 strikeouts now in his first 9 innings of work this season. This one is chopped over the pitcher's head, charging as D'Andrade from short, fielded in front of second base, and he sends it to first for the out.
A
really difficult play, as that ball kind of in no man's land, no play for the pitcher, and not an easy run for either the shortstop or the second baseman. And D'Andrade makes a nice play on the run for the first out in the fifth. Still a no-hitter going for Zebby Matthews. Breaking ball in there that missed outside to Fergus. He struck out in his last time up, back in the second inning. 1-0, catches the outside part of the plate. Two straight breaking balls and a 1-1 count to Cade Fergus. He still has my favorite walk-up song of all time. 1-1, cut on and missed. Fastball makes it a 1-2 count. Cade Fergus walks up to Fergalicious. And I just think it just works so well with his name. It's hilarious. So a 1-2 now to Cade. This one is hit the other way, deep into right field. Could it go? And it will land foul. So close to putting the Threshers on the board. I'd say that's about 3 feet outside of the foul pole in right field. And a well-hit ball just turns into a loud continuation of this at bat as it stays at a 1-2 count for Fergus. He's got plenty of pop, 12 homers in his senior year at George Washington in Washington, D.C. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, there's strike three. Out in front of a 94-mile-an-hour heater, six punch-outs for Zebby Matthews, and there's two away here in the fifth. Cole Moore was called out on strikes in the second. And Moore, the Dallas Baptist grad, is 2-for-12 and now his first three games for the Threshers. First pitch, a fastball, missing low and in, count 1-0. Moore has been the first baseman for all but one of the four games since he's been called up to the Threshers squad. He fouls that underneath the legs of the catcher, Cazzetti, to make it even at 1-1. Matthews deals. Moore swings and misses. A soft swing and a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Coley, his second season as a pro. Cup of coffee with Clearwater last year as the breaking ball misses low, count 2-2. He spent most of his first pro season in the FCL. 12 games, and this one is launched high in the air, foul, 2-2. 12 games in the FCL last season for Moore, and a really good start. 7-for-34, but four of those seven hits went for extra bases as he fouls this one into the Mighty Muscles dugout, still 2-2. A homer and three doubles and seven RBIs in those 12 games in the Florida Complex League. Matthews kicks and deals. 2-2, Moore holds up the swing. Appeal to first says he did not go, and Cole Moore has been battling in this at-bat. That's now seven pitches in just this at-bat in what should be Zebby Matthews' last inning with right-handed action in the Muscles bullpen. And that would be a high note to end it on. Seven strikeouts for Zebby Matthews, including two straight punch-outs swinging to solidify a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth. We're heading into the sixth inning in Clearwater. The Mighty Muscles lead it 4-0. You're listening to Threshers Baseball on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Raising Cane's, we're hyper-focused on being the best at what we do and gaining drive and cook the order chicken fingers, cane sauce, crinkle cut fries, old salt, Texas stones, iced tea, and lemonade. It's our one love. But is the hype real? Yeah, it's real good.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers,
one love. Thank you.
Braden Fosnot back on the hill for the sixth. The Threshers still looking for their first hit and their first run. Fosnot had a rocky start to his outing, but that double play from Omarion Boyd really turned things around. He's allowed two hits, both singles, three walks, all coming in a row in the third, allowing the only run of the game for him, and three strikeouts as well, tying his mark from his last game. Just 55 pitches, 31 for strikes, but it is a 4-0 lead for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Danny DeAndrade just takes a slider outside to make it a 1-0 count. He's 1-for-1 with a double and a walk. That walk, though, drove in a run, and now it's 2-0. And, of course, he scored on the Andrew Cazzetti home run. Cazzetti in the on-deck circle. 2-0 now to DeAndrade. Fouled away, sliced into the net, and it's 2-1. DeAndrade, 222 hitter on the year, three RBIs. He's been pretty much the everyday shortstop for Fort Myers. Fosnot working quickly. Here's the 2-1 pitch. This one is hit high in the air out to left field. Vyers tailing towards the line and still on the outfield grass. He reaches up for the first down of the inning. So DeAndrade is retired for the first time, and Andrew Cazzetti had, at least pitching and defensively, a turning point in the game for the Threshers. Just one hit allowed since that 8-4 double play that ended the third inning. And it shows how confident that you should be in this Threshers defense, something that the pitching staff, really everyone, has just lauded this team for. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses inside. Cazzetti, two of his three season RBIs here tonight on that two-run homer. This one is lifted deep into the air in foul territory. Moore ranging towards the dugout. He makes the catch right in front of the wall for the second out of the inning. So two gone on two weekly hit flyouts, and that'll bring up Yohander Martinez, who has had two virtually identical at-bats, a 2-2 strikeout in the second, a 2-2 strikeout in the fourth, both swinging. A 1-2 strikeout in the fourth. Both of those, he kept the bat alive by fouling off a couple of strikes, but Fosnot has been able to get the better of him, and so has the starter, Alex Rayo, who finishes the game. Two innings pitched, three hits, three runs, and three strikeouts. 0-1. That is hit on a line foul down the left field side, similar to a shot that Martinez fouled off in the last inning, just a lower line drive, but he's hit a couple of balls that he's been a bit early on that he has just absolutely stroked down that left field line. But Martinez, 286 hitter on the season and one RBI. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Four punch-outs on the day for Braden Fosnot, and another 1-2-3 inning for him, but still the advantage to the Mighty Muscles. They have shut out the Threshers and kept them hitless. It's 4-0 heading into the bottom of the sixth here on the Threshers broadcast.
CMW, THR, 416-23. The Threshers also invited the Beach Dogs return to the 2023 season. Each last Friday home game of the month, players think they're doing the Beach Dogs jersey. Dressing your favorite Beach Dogs attire and bring your canine companion to the park. A $7 dog ticket then with the local pet charity and an April 25th beneficiary in the Humane Society of Pinellas. Today's game is brought to you by Oakley, the official oak milk from Sweden that started like 35 years ago, but is now all over America, where it's promoting various kinds of frozen dessert products and one of those first ever plant-based sponsor deals. You know the kind we're talking about. Minor league baseball. Thank you.
a new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, and could be welcome news to the Threshers. They're without a hit thus far, and they have been able to get a lot of work done on the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Jackson Hicks will get the outing. A year after leading the Mighty Muscles with 36 appearances in the 2022 season, 2.98 ERA over 51 and a third innings. He's got 7, 8, and 9 here in the bottom of sixth. Disson swings and misses on a breaking ball. May have gotten a piece of it, but it's an 0-1 count. The Threshers trail 4-0 here in the bottom sixth. The righty deals. This one is hit on the ground to third, fielded on a hop by Ortega. He'll send it across the diamond, and it's squeezed for out number one. Eric Brito coming up to the plate. He's 0-for-1. Hitting-wise, he might be the hottest player on the Threshers. 6-for-15 now. After the out, he went 2-for-2 with a 3-run homer before being pulled after said homer in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Misjudged that slider. That was a good-looking pitch. Swing and a miss, another low slider, another swinging strike, and it's 0-2. 7 strikeouts for Zebby Matthews, who's in line for the win after throwing 5 hitless and scoreless innings, just 1 walk allowed with 7 Ks, 14 on the season. Brito called strike 3, no appeal needed, as Davion Fry overturns it.
1 ball, 2 strikes.
Initially called it out, but Brito asked for an appeal, and Fry overturned. Didn't look like Brito had checked his swing. Or it looked like Brito had checked his swing. Now here's the 1-2. There it is anyway. No doubt about that. A drop third strike that is called off. But it is the 8th strikeout of the day for Mighty Muscles pitching. That'll bring up Fraylin Minnietti. 2 RBIs, both coming in consecutive games for the Threshers early on this week. First pitch to him. Hit on the ground to third, backhanded by Ortega. He scoops it, takes his time, and throws to first to complete the 1-2-3 inning. 2 trips around the Threshers lineup, still no hits for Clearwater.
It is time for the B-side hospitality t-shirt. We're throwing a curveball at you today. We came out the other side of the ballpark. Don't forget to check if you're one of the lucky winners of these t-shirts. Anyway, some of these t-shirts have a coupon in it to our wonderful sponsor, Beachside Hospitality, for who's got a bunch of locations. Make some noise if you want a shirt. Oh, it's a lazy Sunday. There we go.
The third pitcher of the ball game for the Threshers will come out of the bullpen for this inning. It's Josh Bortka, making his second relief appearance of the season. He came on in relief in Wednesday's win. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts in 1 inning of work. Didn't allow a hit or a run. And he comes up with a 4-0 deficit to face 8-9-1 in the Mighty Muscles lineup. Alex Sayer, who struck out twice. Dylan Tatum, who's grounded out and struck out. And then Alex Kirilloff, who is 1-for-3 with a single in the fifth. So now Sayer at the plate. Bortka sent from the belt. He deals. And a really nice pitch over the plate. Sayer thought it was going to run a bit too inside, but he lets it go for a called strike. Bortka's already set. Now he deals. Breaking ball, missing away. Count 1-1. Bortka, four-seamer, slider, and a curve. 16th round pick of last year's draft by the Phillies. Now the pitch. There is strike three. Strike two. I had the count wrong. As Davion Fry is going to step out from home plate to tell his counterpart at first something, Alex Lauren. And we're back at it. Righty on righty. Bortka sent from the chest. He deals. Fouled away. We'll do it all over again. Sayer, mainly a corner outfielder. Just 4 of 20 overall minor league games where he's played in those corners. It's just his fourth in his minor league career playing in center. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. It's a good way to introduce yourself to this ball game, Josh. A 5-pitch strikeout. And that also clinches the fan some tacos. So, if you have the Tijuana Flats app, we have a promo code for you. Dylan Tatum takes the first pitch, a breaking ball, out for ball one.
Pitch challenge.
And the catcher challenges. Disson's challenge was unsuccessful as it stays 1-0. You type in the code CLWTHR41623. That's CLWTHR41623, you get a free taco with a purchase of any purchase courtesy of Tijuana Flats. Oh, the count now 1-1 to Tatum, who's 0-2 today. Now the pitch. Shaq swing, and he stays alive, but drops to a 2-strike count, 2-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nobody on base yet. Missing outside with the breaking ball. And now it's 2-2. Tatum grounded out to third in the second. Struck out swinging to end the fourth. When Fosnot struck out the side. 2-2. Over the head of Sayer. He has to duck out of the way of that. And now the count will be 2-2. Four Fosnot, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 run, 1 eagle, 1 run. Here's the payoff. Just missing on the inside corner. And it's a base on balls for Dylan Tatum. Just the fourth allowed by the Threshers pitching staff. Fosnot allowed 3 of them. So Alex Kirilloff will come to the plate. Singled his last time up in the fourth. The pitch. Strike. Short lead off first base from Tatum. Catcher, he's not a huge stealing threat, but he can still move. The pitch. Hit the other way, down the left field line. Chasing after it is Fergus, but it goes foul. Top of the seventh, one gone, 0-2 to Kirilloff. Bort, good deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. Josh Bortka strikes out a big leaguer for his first K of the day. And Alex Kirilloff is down on strikes for the second time this series. He struck out once, and the man coming to the plate in Jorge Polanco has struck out twice this series. Bortka with a man on first to make that a third time. Eight Ks for the Threshers staff, and now two away here in the seventh. Bortka deals inside, and Polanco almost trips himself up trying to get out of the way of that ball. That's 1-0. Polanco, 1-for-3 today. Singled, flied out, and popped out. There's always a chance at this point of the game that it could be his last at bat. Now Bortka deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike in the count 1-1. Just froze Polanco. Wasn't accepting Josh Bortka's first year full season pro, second year overall, throwing Miguel Cabrera a pitch he can hit. The count's 1-1. The score's 4-0 Mighty Muscles. The pitch. Hit on the ground to first. It gets out of Moore's glove, but he catches it before it hits the dirt. He picks it up and tags the bag. What an acrobatic defensive play by Cole Moore. Highlight reel stuff over at first base, and that could be the shot in the arm that the Threshers need. They leave a runner stranded on first base without letting up a run or allowing a hit. We'll stretch it out in the seventh. I know I need a stretch. And we'll come back with the bottom half of the seventh inning and more Threshers baseball. Of the order in the seventh for the Threshers, still looking for their first hit of the ball game, and Amarion Boyd fouls one off down the right field line to make it 0-1. He might be the guy to do it. Really good contact instincts, and he's a threat to reach base from just anywhere. He is so fast. 70 graded runner on the 80 grade prospect ranking scale as that one bounces in front of Boyd to make it 1-1. Boyd, the 12th ranked prospect in the Phillies system. A high school pick in the 11th round of last year's draft at a South Panola High School in Mississippi. The 1-1. Called strike two on the outside corner. A breaking ball out of the hand of Jackson Hicks. So it's a 1-2 count to Boyd, who's 0-for-2 with two groundouts today. 1-2, swing and a miss. Couldn't find the slider. And that is the second strikeout of the day for Hicks. First out in the seventh. Now Otto Kemp, who is at the highest position that he has hit in the order, hitting second. 0-for-2 will line out in a strikeout. Finished a five-game on-base streak after failing to reach base last night. First pitch to him. Just misses the outside corner with the breaking ball to make it 1-0. One out. bouncing into Pizzetti's glove. 2-0. An interesting shift in the infield. Tatum is playing shallow and closer to second base than first base. But long off his normal line. 2-0, swing and a miss. Chasing a low fastball, and it's now 2-1. Martinez has his heels on the outfield grass, playing in what would normally be double play depth with no one on base. 2-1. Kemp takes this the other way, and that's going to be foul over the tarp and into the stands out in right field. 2-2. So kind of an opposite field shift for Kemp, as the left side of the infield, Ortega and DeAndrade, both playing back a little bit, but in their normal positions at third and short. And a nice play in the dugout by Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach, as Kemp grounds the ball foul in there, keeping the count at 2-2. 4-0 the score. Mighty Muscles in the lead. And the pitch. Fouled again. Good play by Rincones. Knocked that down with his bat. Still a 2-2 count. Kemp's fouled off the last two pitches. And now Hicks deals, fouled away once again. Kemp really fighting to stay alive in this at-bat. Making a lot of good defensive swings. So an update from Cincinnati. Phillies and the Reds are in a rain delay. Twins and Yankees are just getting set for the Mighty Muscles Major League affiliate, as the fourth straight pitch is fouled away by Otto Kemp to keep the count at 2-2. Major League games are just about getting started. The Florida State League is all underway, except for Jupiter and Palm Beach, who will play at 5. 2-2, bouncing in front of the plate, and it's ball 3. Threshers really just need something. They haven't had a base runner since Gabriel Rincones Jr. was caught stealing in the first inning. They have not recorded a hit yet. A no-hitter so far from the Mighty Muscles, and that continues. Kemp swings and misses on a low breaking ball. Second strikeout of the inning for Hicks, third of the game. So that'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr., the lone base runner of the ball game for Clearwater. Two strikeouts in this inning for Jackson Hicks here in the bottom of the seventh. Seven outs away from a no-hitter are the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Rincones, misses upstairs, count 1-0. Right on left matchup, seventh-ranked Phillies prospect. The 1-0 settles in on the inside corner for a called strike. The curveball from Hicks. The 1-1. Hit the other way by Rincones, and that's heading towards the Tiki Hut, but instead it'll tail foul right in front of the Tijuana flat stand out in left field. 1-2 the count to the Threshers designated hitter. Two outs here in the seventh. Threshers trail by 4. The pitch way outside on the breaker, and it's 2-2. Rincones, 0-for-1 with a walk, struck out in the fourth, and was caught stealing after walking in the first inning. Now the 2-2. This one is hit to second base over the glove of Polanco, and that's going to end up in the gap for Rincones Jr. The ball rolls into the wall in right center field, and the first hit of the day for the Threshers is a two-out double. Gabriel Rincones Jr. has really found his hitting stroke. And there he gets a really well-hit double. Three straight games with a hit, three straight games with an extra base hit, a double, a homer, and a double are Rincones Jr.'s last three knocks. So the no-hit bid is over for the Mighty Muscles, ends here in the bottom of the seventh, but the Threshers still some work to do to claw back at Fort Myers. And now Jordan Vyer's up at the plate with two gone and one on. He swings and misses at a diving slider to make it 0-1. Fly out to center and a ground out to short for Vyers. with the aggression on the base pass that's necessary with a 4-0 deficit, a single could at least try and push Rincones Jr. home. 0-2 now, though, as he swings and misses at a changeup down the middle to make it an 0-2 count. Two outs and a runner on second for Viers, who will call time. An efficient day on the mound for Jackson Hicks. 28 pitches, 21 strikes. Now the 0-2. Curveball doesn't break, and it's 1-2. Rincones got caught stealing the last time he reached base in the first. First time that's happened this year. He receives a look in a second, and now the 1-2 misses outside, 2-2. Byers working the count back even after falling into an 0-2 hole. Four nothing the score, Mighty Muscles in the lead. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. A throw over to first for safety is high, but bouncing back down on the bag is Dylan Tatum. So, three strikeouts in the inning, but it will not be a no-hitter here in BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers get their first hit of the day on a two-out double by Gabriel Rincones Jr., but that's all they get as he's stranded on second base, and it's 4-0 Mighty Muscles heading into the eighth. His second inning of work here in the eighth. A lot of work to do for the Threshers, though. They trail 4-0 to the Mighty Muscles as the minor league leadoff man is up in Jarell Ortega. He's actually the third hitter in the lineup, but Alex Kirilloff and Jorge Polanco hit before him. Ortega reached on a walk in the third, was close to scoring, but a turn double play ended the rally with just one run scored for Fort Myers in the fourth inning. They lead 4-0, and now it's an 0-1 count to Jarell Ortega here in the eighth. Other than the walk, though, he struck out in the first and flied out in the fifth, so he's 0-2. The pitch misses the glove of Disson, and it's 1-1. 267 hitter on the year is Ortega, homer and two RBIs. He led off the game just 2 days ago with a solo home run. The first pitch, the second pitch of the ball game, gave the Mighty Muscles a lead in the game they'd win 5-1. 1-1 inside, not by much though, and it's 2-1. Bortka just aiming to paint the corner on that one. Didn't get the call though. 2-1 to Ortega. Bortka pitching exclusively from the stretch, set on the first base side of the rubber. Sends one over the head of Ortega, and now the count is 3-1. Fastball, slider, and a curve for Bortka. That was the slider. This is the fastball that catches the outside corner to fill up the count at 3-2. Infield playing back for Ortega. No real shift. maybe slightly towards his pull side. And now the payoff pitch is turned into a foul ball as it hits the netting and will stay at a full count. Aguiar on deck, Danny DeAndrade in the hole. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles, 5-1. And the payoff pitch again, excuse me, check swing, and that is going to be a ground ball to the first base coach. He will do it one more time. 7 pitches in the at-bat. Bortka has now 24 with 15 strikes. Ortega calls time. Now he's back in. The pitch clock will start. And Bortka is set. The payoff again. This one is hammered into left field. Going back is Fergus, and he makes the catch. 2 steps in front of the warning track in left center in front of the C.P. Franklin roofing sign. Or Rankin roofing sign. And there's one gone here in the air. Now, 2 consecutive flyouts for Ortega. And Carlos Aguiar, who started the scoring for the Mighty Muscles, will head up to the plate against the righty Bortka. A solo home run, his first of the season in the second, a walk in the third, and a ground out to first base his last time up. In his 4th plate appearance of the ballgame, he's now down 0-1 on the slider by Bortka. A lot of breaking stuff from Bortka, particularly in this inning. Now the 0-1, there's another breaking ball. It's the slider that missed outside, 1-1. DeAndrade on deck, a 1-1 count to Aguiar. This is hit high in the air out to right field. Fires going back on the track, and for the 2nd time today, Carlos Aguiar has put one on the burn. A deep home run, and his 2nd solo shot of the afternoon makes it 5-0 Fort Myers. He's the first Mighty Muscles player to reach 2 home runs on the season. They have now 6 homers, 5 different home run hitters. So a clear set of bases for Bortka. That's the first run he's allowed this season. He'll likely finish the 8th, maybe even come on for the 9th, but I do see some players moving around in the Thresher's pen out in left as the first pitch to DeAndrade is in there for a called strike. Now, 2-for-3 is Aguiar, and those 2 hits both left the park. DeAndrade, 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. Slider misses outside, 1-1. Bortka deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. At the letters and on the outside corner. Really well-placed sliders. He loves to set that up outside and throw it that on one that moves away from righties. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball well blocked by Disson, and it's 2-2. DeAndrade doubled and scored in his first at-bat, walked in a run in his 2nd, and it was in the 3rd inning, and then flied out to right in his last at-bat. That was in the 6th. Now it's the top of the 8th, 5-0 Mighty Muscles. Did he go? Appeal says no from Alex Lawry, and we'll have a full count to Danny DeAndrade. .214 hitter on the year, 3 RBIs, mainly in the middle part of the order for Fort Myers. Payoff pitch. Slider called strike 3, and DeAndrade knew it. The ball hit the glove of Jordan Disson, and he just walked right back to the dugout. First strikeout of the inning, 3rd of the game for Josh Bortka, and there are 2 outs.
Catcher, Andrew Pacini.
Always like to see a pitcher go get a nice out after allowing a run, particularly a home run. And that was an at-bat that was dominated by Josh Bortka. 2 strikeouts for him. And now Andrew Cazzetti sends one to center field, scooped up by Kemp, and he sends it to Moore for out number 3. But damage done by the Mighty Muscles. They score for the first time since the 3rd inning and a solo shot by Carlos Aguiar. It's 5-0. the Threshers in for a run here in the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Threshers Baseball on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
No matter what kind of fruit it is or what it costs. Now that's a true 2-for-1 drink special available at Sunset Lounge just a mile from the ballpark with your ticket stubs tonight. The Threshers will be home again on Tuesday, April 25th to host the St. Lucie Mets. It's Dollar Tuesday again. $1 burn tickets, soccer hot dogs, $1.16 and a ton of drinks, $1.12 craft beer, and more. It's a little bit of 5:30 for the 6:30 game.
Let's make every day a beach day. Let's do some serious vacation heavy. Let's make it look like we've done this before. Let's reconnect. Let's get it fresh and resolved. Let's shine in St. Pete Clear Water.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now pitching for Fort Myers, number 48, Ben Etheridge.
Third pitcher of the day coming on for the Mighty Muscles, Ben Etheridge, making his second appearance against the Threshers of this series. He threw two innings in the loss on Wednesday, allowed a run, and struck out one, also allowed two hits. He will come up to face 5, 6, and 7. Cade Fergus leading things off in the bottom of the eighth. The Threshers down 5, and now Fergus down in the count 0-1. Etheridge, 2 hits and 2 innings of work, 1 earned run and 1 strikeout. Pitching the 5th and 6th innings on Tuesday's loss. Didn't factor into the decision, though, as that was a real back-and-forth contest. Fergus, though, 0-2 count on him now. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Etheridge deals. Fergus lets it go, but it's a strike 3 anyway. Called 3rd strike on the 0-2 slider right at the knees, and Fergus walks back to the dugout, producing the first down. Cole Moore has also struck out twice. He's come back to the plate. 2-for-13 in his first 3 games with the Threshers. Went 2-for-5 in game 1 and has gone 0-for since. That was in Wednesday's win. This one is hammered out to deep center field. Sayer going back on the track, and he makes the catch before stopping in front of the wall. So a well-hit ball by Moore, but it just ends up as allowed out number 2. Really pure crack in that bat, though. Means Moore was just barely missed turning that into something else. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who's looking to extend a 3-game hit streak in his 4th game of the season as the slider dribbles out of the gloves of Andrew Cassetti. 1-0 to him as Disson struck out in the 3rd, grounded out in the 6th. 1-0 pitch. That's the slider go awry, 2-0. And Disson has looked really good. He's really the number 2 catcher behind Caleb Ricketts, it seems. But defensively, Disson has looked exceptional. Swings and misses there at a breaking ball, 2-1. He's been productive on offense with a hit in each of his 3 games and an RBI as well, showing the ability to bunt also when the Threshers get down for some small ball. 2-2 now as the slider touches the outside corner. But defensively is, in my opinion, where he's been the most impressive. A couple balls are going to sail by a catcher during a game. That's just baseball. But a lot of those are swallowed up by Jordan Disson, and he makes it look easy from behind the plate as that bounces into the catcher's glove in Cassetti. Now the count's full at 3-2. So Disson might be the best at blocking baseballs on the team. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 3, and that will end the inning. 3 up, 3 down for the Threshers. We're heading into the 9th inning. It's 5-0 Mighty Muscles in control. On Freshers Broadcast Network.
Presented by Tijuana Appliances, back for the 2023 season. Enjoy half-price beverages throughout the ballpark, including 24-ounce ceramic grounds for only $4. Enjoy tasty tacos and nachos from Tijuana Appliances. Each Thursday home game will feature local breweries with special pours available while they last. If you love craft beer, be here on Thursday nights and check out the Bay Area's great tasting local craft beers. Star Wars Night is Saturday, May 6th. Come dressed as your favorite character and take photos of dozens of Star Wars characters brought to us by the 501st Legion of Tampa Bay. Bid on game-worn specialty jerseys to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Post-game fireworks will light up the sky presented by Citywide Solutions. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 game. Get your tickets tonight at the Bay Area Box Office located at the Westgate entrance or at customer service and take advantage of advanced purchase savings.
A new pitcher for the Threshers, number 4, coming on for Marty Malloy's squad. The second lefty of the day. Does a good job balancing lefties and righties on this staff, because it is a very diverse pitching staff in terms of the arms they have. Wesley Moore making his third appearance of the season. Earned the save in the no-hitter on Saturday, April 8th. And today he comes in with a 5-0 lead in the top of the ninth. Just looking to keep this game at 5 runs for Clearwater. For Moore, an inning pitched on Tuesday's game, in the shutout, 2 strikeouts. Every game he's come into has been a shutout. This is just the first time that it is the opposing team that is doing the shutting out. He'll face the bottom third of the Mighty Muscles order. Yohander Martinez, Alex Sayer, and Dylan Tatum. First pitch of the night is turned around and into the Diamond Club. Out in right field, 0-1 to Martinez. 5-0 the score. Mighty Muscles in the lead with 6 hits. Just 1 hit for the Threshers. Rincones Jr.'s double in the 7th, but they'll get the chance for some last licks after this frame, as now the count is 1-1. 3-pitch mix for the lefty out of Surrey in British Columbia. The Canadian international deals 1-1, curveball, missing low, count 2-1. That curveball, he says it's similar to a slurve. I don't like the way Mark Pryor threw his, except Pryor, obviously, a right-handed pitcher. Change up and a 4-seam fastball. 2-1. Just missing outside, and the count's now 3-1. On the season, 2 innings pitched, a walk and 4 strikeouts for Wesley Moore. Earned 1 save in 1 opportunity. This will be his 3rd inning of work if he can complete it. As the 3-1 pitch, curveball on the outside corner. And it's 2-1. Martinez was heading to first base, thinking that it was ball 4, but clearly showed that it was on the outside corner. Payoff coming from Moore. The pitch. Weakly hit on the ground to third, fielded on a pair of hops by Miniandy. A throw all the way across the diamond, squeezed by Moore for out number 1. So Martinez won't get a golden sombrero, but he's 0-4 on the night. Alex Sayer would get a golden sombrero if he strikes out a 4th time and has many appearances. 3 strikeouts, all swinging in the 2nd, 4th, and 7th innings. Now it's the 9th. Or 6th, yeah, 2nd, 4th, and 7th inning. 0-1 as he fouls the first pitch on. Moore deals. Fastball zips in there at the knees for a called strike 2, 94 miles an hour. And we'll see the velocity slowly increasing for pretty much all these pitchers. Moore was sitting low 90s, and that one hit 94. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Alec Moore down swinging for the 4th time today, and Wesley Moore has his 5th punch out of the season. For the Threshers staff, that's 11 total Ks on the ballgame. So a couple of home runs, but other than that, it's been a really well-pitched game by Clearwater. Two gone now in the ninth for the number 9 hitter in Dylan Tatum. First pitch misses low and in, and it's 1-0. Looked like the curveball trying to go in on the right-hander. But instead, it's a 1-0 count to the first baseman of the Mighty Muscles. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing inside, 2-0. A really close call. Always difficult to make the calls on those borderline pitches. Now Moore, set from the chest, kicks and deals. 2-0 pitch, a breaking ball that catches the outside corner to make it 2-1. That's the mark of a good pitcher. When you get behind in the count, you just take an extra second, take a breath, and just calmly throw a strike. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just has to get the job done. Like that fastball did. Even count at 2-2 as Moore is looking for his second straight strikeout to finish off what would be a pretty quick inning. Pitch number 14 coming up. That's fouled away by Tatum. And the count remains 2-2. It'll be Brito, Minietti, and Boyd in the ninth inning, barring any pinch hits. Brito looking for his sixth straight game with a hit. 2-2. This one is hit into the gap out in left center field. Boyd loses the hat, but coming in front of him is Fergus to make the one-handed grab for out number 3. So a solid inning for Wesley Moore. He sets the Mighty Muscles down in order with a strikeout. And now the Threshers have their last chance to put some runs on the board. They trail 5-0, heading into the bottom of the ninth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
I'll just toss it to you. This right here, that's your body. Just leave it off now, but then turn it back on after the game.
So this is fine?
Yeah.
Ben Etheridge remains in the game for the Mighty Muscles here in the ninth inning. A 5-run lead, so it's not a save situation for the right-hander. Make sure to stick around after the contest, though. Lance Williams will join the broadcast for the post-game show and give you a bit of a preview of what's to come in this young Threshers season. But the Threshers have some work to do here in the ninth before that happens. 5-0 the deficits, one hit to Fort Myers' 6. And Eric Brito, a guy who has recorded a hit in every single game he has played this season, is looking to start the rally here in the bottom of the ninth. Etheridge deals. The first pitch is cut on and missed. The slider fooled Brito, who was looking for some heat, and now it's 0-1. It'll be Brito, Minietti, and Boyd. And the 0-1 pitch is hit right to the second baseman, but it drops out of his glove. Martinez picks it up and slings it to first, and there ends the hit streak at 5 games. Brito 0-3 with a grounder and or 2 grounders and a strikeout. So the hit streak ends, and now 1 out in the ninth for Fraylin Minietti. Probably would have been an error had he made it to the base anyway, but no need to speculate. First pitch to Minietti is taken the other way. Foul fielded by the first base coach, Michael Jones. and he'll send it into the Fort Myers dugout. 0-1 to Minietti, who's flied out and grounded out in each of his two previous plate appearances. Etheridge in the windup from the center of the rubber deals. Breaking ball just missing outside, and it's 1-1.
Pitch challenge. Ball one.
Good challenge of the pitch, a new iteration into minor league baseball this year. Doesn't help Minietti there, though, as the count stays 1-1. This one is hit up the middle on a soft line drive, and it lands in center field for a one-out base hit. Minietti is on board for the first time today. Second hit for the Threshers, and this might be what they need, a little shot in the arm to try and start a rally. And now it'll bring up Amarion Boyd. He was 0-for-4 with a strikeout in his last game. Two ground outs and a K here on Sunday afternoon. Boyd, 19 years old, a good runner on first in Minietti, but a 5-run deficit. Etheridge deals. Hit the other way, sliced foul, count 0-1. Boyd, two ground outs to second, and a strikeout in the seventh inning. He is 0 for his last seven. But on the series, 3-for-11, 2-for-3 stolen bases, a run and a walk. This one is bounced over to second base. This is, could do it. Flipped to short for one, on to first, and Boyd beats it out. So it'll just be a 4-6 fielder's choice, but the Threshers are down to their final out.
Second baseman, Otto Kemp.
So really a faster runner is now on first base. I really like the race between Marion Boyd and Justin Crawford for the title of fastest Thresher on the opening day roster. That would be a really entertaining one, but I'd expect to see Boyd go for a steal here with two outs. This one is hit up the middle. That's going to land in right center field for a base hit. Boyd's off on contact, goes to third, and he'll be in there standing up as a high throw pulls Ortega off the bat. Otto Kemp gets his first hit of the ball. And now the Threshers have him cornered with two outs for the power hitter in Caleb Ricketts. Three hits on the day for the Threshers, and that'll prompt a meeting on the mound for Andrew Cassetti. We'll take a quick spin around the major leagues with a couple games underway here this Sunday afternoon, starting with the Phillies, who are about to get started in Cincinnati. Luis Sessa and Aaron Nola, the pitching matchup. Nola looking for his first victory, and the Phillies looking to bounce back after a 13-0 loss last night. The Minnesota Twins are in the Bronx in a battle of two of the best pitchers in the game, Pablo Lopez and Garrett Cole. It's currently 0-0, bottom of the second, and Aaron Hicks is up with a runner on third and two outs. Red Sox leading the Angels Angels leading the Red Sox, top of the third inning, 1-0 the score. If the Angels at bat with a runner on first. First pitch to Gabriel Rincones Jr. gets away from Cassetti. The runners will stay put, and it's a 1-0 count with two outs and two on. Guardians trailing 2-1 to the Nationals in our nation's capital. Stephen Kwan, though, up with runners on the corners and nobody out. Rays lead it 3-1 through the first inning in Toronto, and the Diamondbacks leading the Marlins 1-0 in the top of the third inning. 1-0, Rincones lets the fastball go over the plate for a called strike, and that is all of the games that are currently underway. Giants and Tigers are in a delay. Pirates, Cardinals, Braves, Royals about to get going. The rest will begin later on. Threshers now down to their final strike as the slider is in there on the outside corner to Rincones. He challenges, and a 1-2 count turns to a 2-1 count. So a successful challenge by Gabriel Rincones Jr., and just a testament to how well he's been seeing the ball lately. Now the 2-1. Outside, no argument there, and it's a 3-1 count. And the Threshers could load up the bases with two outs for Jordan Vyers. Kemp takes a big lead off of first. And the 3-1 pitch. And the Threshers load the bases. Clearwater not done yet. Kemp moves to second. Boyd stays on third. And Gabriel Rincones is on base for the third time this game. Two walks for him and also a double in the seventh. and we might be seeing the hook coming for Ben Etheridge. I think that's the pitching coach, though, but there is a lefty warming up in the Fort Myers bullpen. The bases are loaded now for Jordan Vyers. Supportive pat on the shoulder for the pitcher, but it seems like Etheridge will be staying in. One thing we do know is that the bases are loaded, 2 outs, 5-0 is the score. And there is some changes in the outfield. Alex Sayer has moved to left field to replace Kirilloff. Luis Baez gets his first action of the road trip out in center field, and Carlos Aguiar stays in right. So that is the outfield for Fort Myers. Baez in center, Sayer in left, and Aguiar staying in right. Now the bases are loaded for Jordan Vyers with 2 outs. First pitch bounced over the pitcher's head on DeAndrade, will step on the second base bag and end the game. So the Threshers finally threaten in the ninth inning, but too little too late as they are shut out for the first time this season. A 5-0 win for Fort Myers to finish the first homestand at an even 3-3 split. The starters get the decisions in this one. Alex Rayo getting the first loss of his career, and Zebby Matthews getting the second win of the season. He has now totaled 9-10 shutout innings and a total of 14 strikeouts. We're going to hear more on that and a bigger recap of the game from Lance Williams on the post-game show. So, Lance, take it away.
Hi, I'm Lance Williams with the Clearwater Threshers post-game show. So the score is 5-0 here at Bay Care Ballpark on a Sunday afternoon. The story of the game was the Threshers' hitting struggles. Only 3 hits out of 29 at-bats. Before the ninth inning, it was just the one double by Gabriel Conis Jr. in the bottom of the seventh, followed by a single by Otto Kemp in the ninth, and before a single by Braylon Minietti in the ninth as well. So the pitching for the Threshers was pretty good. 6 hits allowed with 32 at-bats, but 3 of those hits were home runs. Along with their pitching, their fielding was pretty good. 0 errors for the Threshers, along with multiple athletic plays throughout the game. As far as the Mighty Muscles pitching, it was pretty great, allowing only 3 hits. So that moves the Threshers to 5-4 on the season, along with moving the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles to 5-4 this season. Next game for the Threshers is Tuesday at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa against the New York Yankees affiliate, Tampa Tarpons. You can catch that game at 6:15 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network with Josh, along with the first pitch at 6:30. It was about a 2-hour and 15, or close to 2-hour and 12, if you want to be specific, minutes for the game, a short game here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Clearwater, Florida at Bay Care Ballpark. So, signing off, I'm Lance Williams with the Threshers Broadcast Network, and we'll see you at 6:15 on Tuesday.
A big thanks to Lance. We'll see plenty more of him on the post-game show. Maybe a couple more games. Maybe he'll join me in the game during the mic. I think he's afraid of me, but, I mean, I'm a pretty intimidating guy. Not really, though. But you guys shouldn't be afraid of me because I'll be back in Tampa with the Threshers as they go on their first 6-game road stand of the season. As Lance mentioned, you can catch the pregame show at 6:15 and first pitch at 6:30 at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Until then, this is Josh Sperber and Lance Williams signing off on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We hope you join us on Tuesday, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Have a great day, everybody.